Completely naked. performing the water process, the girls are there, the temples of the heavenly planets, they immediately cover themselves and say that the sense is to energy, but these trees, they again begin to call these girls back, and they had no shame in front of Naraji. And then Naraji cursed them. What curse? Go. Go and become trees. But to become trees for them was a result of auspiciousness for them. In Gokul, in front of Nanda Bhavan, behind Nanda Bhavan, it came there as Yamal trees, and by the touch of Krishna, and bhakti was provided to them just by coming in contact with Naraji. The trees, they became liberated just by coming in touch, getting in touch of Krishna. They went to Golok Vrindavan as Madhukant and Sridhukant, and now they became the speakers of Krishna Katha in Golok Vrindavan. And second example quoted here, second example of Naraji. Bharat Maharaj.
So Raja,
he is the king of
Raja Rahukan.
So he is going in a palanquin at the banks of river Ichhumati. He is going to Kapilashram. So here he wanted to inquire about Tattva Gyan. This palanquin in which he is going, the holders of this palanquin, one of them became sick. They searched around, they saw that one very healthy person is sitting in the fields. They brought him to lift up this palanquin. The fourth person was missing, they used him. Mahabhagwat, actually he is in the third line, he is here now present. He was used as the carrier of this palanquin. Whatever insects, now he is walking, whatever insects or mosquitoes come for there, he is trying to avoid them, not overstepping over them, and not stepping over them. And the king says, oh, you are very weak, that's why you are not able to walk. The current is so, oh, lifters, he says, walk properly, otherwise I will show you, I will punish you. The Kahar, the lifter says, it's not my fault, it is this fourth person, he is always walking in a zigzag manner. Oh, you are so weak, the king says, you cannot walk properly, you cannot walk straight. Anyway, he is completely absorbed within himself. Again, he is walking. Similarly, you don't know, I am the king. I can chastise you heavily. I can give you great punishment. You are so healthy and you cannot walk properly. Then out of mercy, he said, Maharaj, that, oh Maharaj, I am not thin, I am not fat. I am not this body. Whom will you punish? Today you are king. Tomorrow, by the movement of time, when the soul moves away from this body, then where will it go? Like this, he spoke many spiritual instructions. Now he got down from the palanquin and immediately fell down at his feet. Oh! Then he gives his introduction, I am Bharat, the famous king. Then he asked many questions, Rahugan, and he was answered. And thereafter he gave him mercy in this manner, and he gave the spiritual instructions, he got bhakti, and he got all auspiciousness. And the second pastime, second example, दिनांश 50 वर्ष दिवस सूच मायने वक्त दिनांश इन भक्ति संदर्भ जीव गोस्वामी इज राइटिंग अपरचर वस्तु In this, we can see how he attains so much mercy. He had to enter the hellish planet because of committing offense to the demigods. He is my enemy from the past. He had to now go to hell, hellish planet. Now, at the appropriate time, he was supposed to be killed. And because of this, he had prepared all weapons. But by the effect of bhakti, that sword which he was supposed to kill, which he was supposed to use to kill him, he did not use it. Shukracharya, the guru of the demons, he is asking, why don't you kill him? I cannot. Either he is saying that I am Ishwar, I am Brahma. If you speak such words, bhakti will vanish from your heart and you will fall down. When you will speak such words, you will fall down because of this, then I will tell you. And there is no Ishwar, all the Ved Shastra there are false. This is all Mayavad. He kept on speaking, repeating such words. The demon's guru, Shukracharya, he sang to the demons, to Upasar Vasu, he keeps on repeating these words. And Upasar Vasu began to worship the Lord, and his samadhi was broken. He's thinking in his mind that the demons have a hard time following him. That demonic mentality was moved, because they can understand, then he became a devotee by excusing his armed enemy. And one another example, in Mahabharata, Chediraj Vasu, there is one passing of Chediraj Vasu. There were these kings of sons who were always absorbed in austerities. And because of their austerities, Indra began to wonder that maybe they are performing austerities. They want to take away my throne. So, Chediraj, Shishupal Katha, we have heard that he got this kingdom from him, and also he got one airplane, and also he gave him Jayanti Mala, which would never always remain fresh, and after a few days, after a lot of days, the king, is divided the kingdom amongst his sons, and in the sky, in this airplane, always is meditating on the Lord and wandering here and there once. Brahmashigan and the demigod and the Brahmashigan, they had an argument. The argument was, Karmakan Shastra described, Aj means to worship or to perform yajna by the Aj. What means Aj? The Maharshigan and the demigods, they are having an argument. What is this Aj? The Maharshigan, they say the Aj means these seeds, grain seeds. Should perform yajna by the seeds of grain. And the demigods are saying, Aj means the goat. We should sacrifice a goat. The Brahmarshi says, listen, this is Satya Yuga. If some violence is committed to some animal, this is not dharma in Satya Yuga. This is considered as adharma, which is not religious. Both these groups, there are different arguments, and they are having this argument. And that time, the Vasu appeared there in this aeroplane, and then the Brahmarshis and the demigods, he says to them, they are discussing with him now, what is Aj? Tell truthfully. Then, the demigods and the Brahmarshis, that let's inquire from him, both agree. They told him the entire happenings, and now he is saying, what you should tell me, truth, is the Aj, which people consider Aj to be the goat, or which people consider Aj to be the grain. Hearing this, the demigods, they said that, oh, they have accepted as the word Aj as the goat. Aj is described as two grains. In Satya Yuga, it is not possible that Aj can be accepted as the goat. Now, the demigod, they curse him that go to hell. He began to fall in the hellish planet, and remaining there, he is still chanting the Lord's names, chanting the names. Bhagavan became pleased and said, he brought him to Vaikuntha. This is the that the mercy of the great souls knows no binding. The Brahmarshi although he committed offense in giving such a judgment, but still he went to Vaikuntha. Another example is of Nityananda Prabhu, Jagai Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu says, Nityananda Prabhu was hit by the pot on his forehead, and blood was oozing from his wound, and Mahaprabhu was calling for the chakra to kill them. But Nityananda Prabhu stops him, not in this incarnation. Now, then, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu is saying, do not kill them. He said like this, when he said like this, then they were blessed, and they can add influence Krishna. And Madhai says, right from my birth, we were doing all these times, we were doing all these sinful activities together. Why don't you also liberate me? Then Nityananda Prabhu gave him also mercy. So these are all examples. These great exalted souls, by their mercy knows no binding. They do not take any offenses. Rather, instead of being offended, they will reply by giving mercy. And of course, there are so many examples. Translation. Sorry. My God. He spoke something else. He did not read at all. He did not speak at all. What was coming next? He went somewhere else. Bengali. I cannot understand Bengali. Very difficult for me to understand Bengali. Just speaking Hindi, Mother Maharaj told him to speak in Bengali.
You are very weak. You have no contract with Karen Pumpley. First, when we don't give answers, again, he began with Karen Pumpley, not before. But who can have became angry? Don't you know I am? I am king. How we just chose punishment? And he used the very word. Are you mad? She can't fight. Can't fight. But a match. But my mind was very manful. Therefore, he answered, O king, I am not weak. I am not sad of him. In fact, I am not even his body. Therefore, who do you punish? Do you punish his body? Or do you punish me, the Atman? Therefore, Father Maharaj was very kind to the king and gave him many, many instructions. The king came down and offered to pronounce to Father Maharaj, oh, who are you? I cannot understand you. And Father said, oh, I am Father, the king of your, who was in your dynasty previously. And he gave many instructions to Rahugana. And by the mercy of those instructions, King Rahugana achieved Bhagavad Bhakti. A third example is the king of Shelly, named Upachari Basu. Jeeva Swami gives his history. Before, he was a very powerful king and he killed many, many demons. But after that, he lamented for his actions and, like, took mantra. And he went to the earth, he went into a hole and began meditating. So that time, these demons understood, now our enemy, Upachari Basu, is there without effort, we'll go and kill him. Then they went there, the first time he included the Bhagavad Gita devotion, the weapons could not harm him at all. Then the demons went to their guru, Sukhacharya, and asked how we should kill him. Sukhacharya said, he is the devotee, but if you break his meditation, then he can kill from that time. So you should go near him and shout, the Vedas are false, there is no such thing as God. I am God, everyone is God. And you should chant and shout very loud in his ears, that he will become himself. His meditation will be broken. That time you can kill him. So the demons went and began shouting for Mayavad philosophy. Abhamasmi, Abhamasmi. His body was broken. And he felt so much mercy on those demons. Alas, if I could kill me, there may be so many offenses to these powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. How much they are unfortunate. And what a bad destination they will achieve. Therefore, Upachari Basu prayed to Bhagavan on behalf of the demons. O Lord, please be merciful to them and end their hearts and make them devotees. So, all the demons, when they heard his prayers and by the influence of those prayers, they changed and all became astonished. Therefore, the Mahabharata also gives a pastime of the same Chetiraj, Upachari Basu. That he was performing austerity and he achieved a airplane with blue in the sky. Indra became envious of him. Oh, he will crown me by performance of his austerity. He got his kingdom from Shishupal gave it to him. Oh, Shishupal came after this Chetiraj before Shishupal. So, he had a mother. Upachari Basu had a flower garland. As long as that flower garland was on him, he could not be killed. So when he started to work elder, then Upachari Basu
decided to take him
among his sons and went on his airplane, ruling everywhere. At that time, the demigods and the rishis were having an action. By one performed yajna or sacrifice by Ajna. Then they were arguing what is the meaning of Ajna. The rishis were saying Ajna means grain. And the devas were saying, no, Ajna means channel, goat. And they were taking, and they were giving so many arguments on each side. The rishi said, no, this is Satyuga. You cannot cut the head of any goat. You cannot cause harm to any animal. Therefore, the meaning cannot be goat. You cannot perform yoga by goat. Satyuga. That time of Upachari Basu was moving in the sky, so the demigods. The king of Chetiraj, he is a very truthful and religious person. We will make him the mediator of our argument, and whatever he says, we will accept. So Chetiraj and Sadi Basu came there, and he heard God's argument. Then he asked, who is saying grain? The rishi said, we say the grain. Who is saying God? And then he goes, okay, we take the side of the God. Then Upachari Basu said, oh, the rishis are wrong. One performs
he also spoke on.
He fell down from his position, and then he began doing Bhagavad Kirtan. So Krishna became very kind of him during his kirtan and took him to Vaikuntha.
He took the sign of the demigods and he said that this Hajj is great.
He said, Uttam Vaishnava, may even give mercy to those who offend him. There's an example of the mercy of the Jagannatha.
He said, God.
They have beaten him. Mother had even thrown a pot on his head and caused
him to be. The demigod said that Hajj means grains.
The demigod.
They took it their side. Actually, Hajj means the god. He also spoke opposite.
Jagai saved him from being beaten a second time. As soon as Mahu heard that, Mahu embraced Jagai and gave him Bhagavan friend. The mother saw the change in his brother. Mother said, this is not fair. We did everything together. We took brother together. We drank together. We committed all sexual activities together. How can it be a mercy for him and not to me? Then Mahu said, only if Nityananda forgives you, then I'll give you mercy. So Nityananda also gave mercy to Madai, and Madai also achieved friend. Then we can see these five or six examples of the unrestricted nature, the independent nature of the mercy of Mahabharata. Even though they're offended, sometimes you may also get mercy.
দীক্ষা নেবেন তারা অবশ্যই মন্ডল করে আসবেন, যারা দীক্ষা নিয়েছেন বৃন্দাবন গোবর্ধনে তাদের জন্য তারা আজকে যুক্ত হবে, তারা পাশের পর পাশের পরেই মাথা মন্ডল করে এখানে আসবেন, আমরা যোগ আরম্ভ করবো সন্তান মধ্যে যোগ করে নাম দীক্ষা নেবেন চাচ্ছেন চার কেন্দ্র নতুন সন্ধান হোক এই লোক সাড়ে আট বাজে তো সূর্য ভোজন ছুটি করা যায় Eight people in Kargi, because you registered the name of my center, and you take it in just a second, and you say, nice year, Kishika, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, each of the doctors can just be Tara. This is an operation after, you can use whatever the pastor and the super who. Tara is a resident for a night. Tara is a Nakura, he gets the Sandana and the Pastor of the Barbella. He gets the Pastor of the Barbella.
Thank you. Thank you.